Hi guys. Welcome to Staying Savvy, a podcast designed to help you navigate life. I believe God has the best plans, and I cannot wait to share this with you. Each week we talk about relationships, faith, travel, wellness, and so much more. I want you to walk away feeling confident in your faith, connected to community, and ultimately savvy about life. My name is Maya, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Staying Savvy. I hope you are all well. It is the Thursday before Easter, before Good Friday, and the last few weeks have just been absolutely wild. I don't know about you and what's going on in your life. I wish the only thing I don't love about podcasting is that I can't hear your voice. I can't hear what you're thinking. I can't hear what you're doing. You can't tell me about your day, but I totally fully expect somebody to DM me about their day now that I've said this, but I'm just about ready for bed. And I really just felt convicted to come on here, and convicted seems like a super strong word, but I just really wanted to get an episode out before Easter because Easter is such a big deal, you guys. Like, this is when Jesus gave everything for us, and I just feel compelled to talk about it and to share how much that has affected my life and my journey as a Christian. And this is seriously so impromptu. It's 10:15. I already have my retainer in my mouth. I should be going to bed right now. And here I am recording a podcast. So we're going to keep this as short as possible, but there are just some things that I feel like are really important to talk about during this time of the year. And one of them is gratitude. I am just really, really grateful for the cross and what it represents, and how no matter how much I fail in this life, Jesus already paid it all for me. He already said, "You are enough. I love you. I will die for you," so that you can try again and again, but your efforts are not what get you to God's kingdom. It is by my grace alone, by Jesus, by his grace, by his perfect being. I can't even talk right now, but because he decided that we were worth it, that is why we're able to go to the feet of Jesus boldly and ask for what we need and just say all the things that are on our hearts and confess the things that are holding us back or keeping us separated from him, right? He gives us that ability because he decided to die on the cross for us, which is so crazy. Because as we know, probably in your own faith journey at some level, when you go against the word of God, when you find yourself in sin, when you're doing things you know you shouldn't be doing, you feel this cognitive dissonance. You feel this conviction, crap, I'm doing the wrong thing again, or I think I'm doing the wrong thing, but I'm not sure. There are a few things you can do here. You can ignore it and continue to live the way you're living, or you can seek wise counsel. You can talk to people who know you, who know the Lord, who want the best for you. You can pray. You can look to your Bible. There are so many avenues to get to the best way to live a biblical, whole, full life, because Jesus wants you to live life and live it to the full. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that you do not have to live a life enslaved to your sin or to your mistakes, to your past. Jesus already paid the price for that. And so don't live there. Don't live in that space of cognitive dissonance of, I know I did this in the past, or I know I'm doing this wrong thing now, but I want to do the right thing, but I'm just choosing not to. Everything is a choice, and you have a choice right now to make on how you're going to live your life. And I know in my past, when I've lived in spaces of ambiguity or spaces of uncertainty in regards to my actions, I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing. I'm not walking with the Lord. I'm not reading my Bible. I feel out of touch with who I am. All that brings is stress and anxiety and shame. And that's not where God wants you to live. Like I said a minute ago, God wants you to live life to the full. And he wants you to have that because he loves you. And so, yeah, with Easter coming up, that was just like one thing is like the gratitude, the thankfulness of the cross that because he died for me and because he is God and rose again, I'm able to mess up, confess, turn away from my sin, turn away from my mistakes, and try again. I think that's such a beautiful thing because there is no other God that came down from his throne to walk among us, to be like us, to know how we suffer, to understand us at such a level. Like, there is no other God. I just really wanted to create space for this because I think this could be something that you need to hear. And if this is something you need to hear, I'm so glad I'm making this podcast. That's what this is for. I want you to be savvy about life, savvy about your options, like how you can live your life. So anyway, the first thing that came across my mind was gratitude before I get on a whole nother soapbox about why I created the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So the second thing I am thinking about over this Easter is the people in my life who don't know the Lord. And there are a handful of people that come to mind that I'm just like, dang, like I really want them to know the grace of God and how different their life could be if they knew just how much God loved them. Because I've come to realize through mistakes of my own doing that people aren't going to come to Jesus because they know him in their brain, if that makes sense. So people don't follow a new trend because they know all this knowledge. They follow it because they like somebody or they have a connection. It's all about the connection, right? And so people don't follow Jesus because of rules. People don't follow Jesus because they know things about him. They follow him because they feel his presence, like God reveals himself to them. And I think that is such a big thing. And so the only, well, maybe not the only way, but a role that we get to play as Christians is we get to show people the love of Christ. And through the way we love people and through the way we shepherd those around us, like people can come to Christ that way. People can meet God for the first time or the second time or whatever. Or maybe it's just a seed planted, but Easter makes me think of people who don't know Jesus because, again, they don't know what they're missing out on. And I don't know how else to explain that. This is why I wish you could talk back to me because then we could have this full-on, robust conversation. And right now, it feels a little bit one-sided, but I hope you see where I'm going with this. I think about the woman at the well, and I'm going to link the podcast that talks about this. I think it's Hanging with the Perrys by Jackie Hill Perry and her husband. They are awesome. If you don't listen to them, you need to get on that right now because they are great. So bold, so on fire for the Lord. I just respect them so much. Anyways, they talk about the woman at the well and how, for those of you that don't know the story, the woman at the well is from, they're in Samaria, and she is going to draw water from this well. And Jesus is human, right? Fully human, fully God. He's sitting at the well. He's clearly a man. He's clearly a Jewish man. And for a context, Samaritans and Jewish people do not get along. There's this like huge divide between them. People who were of Jewish descent felt that those of Samaria were unclean. And so they did not associate. This is the Spark Notes version. There's so much in there. But anyway, so they felt that they were unclean. So they didn't associate with Samaritans. This woman walks up to the well and Jesus says, hey, give me a drink. And she is super confused. Like, you're not supposed to be talking to me, Jewish man. She calls that out right away. I'm a Samaritan woman and you want me to give you water? And then Jesus kind of starts speaking in parables. And if you are this woman at the well, you're probably like, what? This guy is weird. Like, why is he saying things like, if you knew who I was, you would ask for living water and I would give it to you. Things like that, right? I'll link the passage and write everything down in the show notes that you need to know about the story so you can go and read it for yourself. But what's beautiful about this is she is able to figure out who Jesus is because he reveals himself to her. There are a lot of ways the story has been preached, and I learned this in the podcast. But what was cool about the way Jackie teaches it is that this is found in John, okay? And Jesus speaks to her about her life that only she would know. He kind of reveals that, hey, I know more about you than anybody. I know you at such a deep level, and I'm going to reveal that to you. He reveals that to her so she can realize, oh my gosh, you are the Messiah. You are God. I'm sitting here with God right now in front of this well. And because she realizes, oh my gosh, he knows me, he sees me, he's calling me home to him, she then goes out and her life is different now. She goes out and she can't articulate everything that she realizes or everything that God is revealing to her. She can't even articulate it. Probably hasn't even sunk in yet who she just had this conversation with at the well. But she does run out into the village and says, and tells people, come and see the man who's told me everything about my life, everything about me. And she doesn't know him to that deep extent yet, but she tells everybody about it, right? And when you know God, and when you know it's real, you want to share it. Anyway, her life is completely changed by this experience. And again, Jesus goes and turns culture on its head by talking to her at the well when this is not part of the cultural norm, et cetera, et cetera. And this is what God does, right? He takes what people call normal or a part of society and says, in the kingdom of God, I do things differently. And I'm going to show you how your life can be different and how you can see the world differently and how you can relationally connect with people differently. And that's just a story of like Jesus meeting somebody where they are, in their brokenness, in their life, wherever. And I think that happens today as well. That interaction happens today. It's a different type of interaction. It's with the Holy Spirit. It's through other people that know God, right? But there, God is able to reveal himself through other people, through worship, through reading the Bible, so many different ways. And so Easter always makes me think of people who do not know Jesus, because in the story, this woman doesn't know God, or at least doesn't know Jesus, right? Maybe she's heard of God, but she wasn't walking with God. And then by the end of this, she's telling people to come and see this man who knows everything about me. And then all of a sudden she is like sharing the gospel with people. She doesn't even know that that's what she's doing, but she's doing that because she goes and shares it, and then all these people believe from that experience. So that's the second thing it makes me think of. That story of the woman in the well, I've never heard it taught that way, where it's really about Jesus revealing himself to her versus the focus being on her. So I'm not sure if you could tell the way I explained it. So that's why I'm going to link the podcast, because they do an amazing job at explaining this concept of Jesus revealing himself to the woman. But I've heard this passage taught in a way where the focus was all on the woman and her journey and where she was at. And this kind of brings me to my third point, is that we make so much of our life about ourselves. And I know that is human nature, right? We are living this life. We are interacting with our day-to-day things. God is not physically in front of us, so it is so easy, therefore, to make this life all about us. What I want to do, what my next moves are, what I want to buy, what I want to save, what I want my career to be, when I want to have kids. And I've just been convicted to really think about, okay, wait a minute, this is not about me. I always think about movie stars and how when you go to the movie, you go to see whoever, Blake Lively, Ryan Gosling, Anna Kendrick, and these are just random celebrities, Taylor Swift. Like, when you go to movies, you go to see these people. God is the star of the movie. And sometimes we run around saying, let's go watch my movie. And when you go watch the movie, you're like a blip. You're like less than 5 seconds in the movie, and then it's over. The movie is about God. Our lives should be about God. And I feel convicted because I make my life a lot about me. And I just try to remind myself of this mantra, more of him, less of me. More of him. And coming into Easter, I just want that to be so true of my life. And I don't know if this resonates with anybody, where you just feel tired. Tired of trying to do everything and be everywhere and be someone for everybody. It's exhausting. And I just, again, I go back to that mantra, and it's so simple and it's so quick and easy. And it's just something that I'm trying to implement into my life. More of him, less of me. More of him, less of me. And it just kind of grounds me. It centers me. It's something I say quietly to myself, because I make the smallest problems seem huge. And they're not. They're not. I saw something on Instagram, somebody I follow, who was doing a quick montage of, you know, her getting ready for a workout or something like that. And every scene change, there would be a dot in the middle of the screen. So it says this moment, and there was a black dot. And then this moment, and then there were three white dots and a black dot. This moment, 20 white dots and a black dot. This moment, 100 white dots and a black dot, right? And I think what that montage was trying to say is, we have bad moments. They don't last forever. They diminish with time. That was not a Christian post, right? But it does remind me that God can heal things with time. But we have to give those burdens to him, right? All who are heavy and weary, carrying burdens, like, bring them to him, because his yoke is easy, his burden is light, right? And so when we do those things, we're able to live more freely, because we're living in the victory that is Jesus. Like, Jesus has already won. Jesus has already done the things. And that's not saying there isn't struggle, there isn't sacrifice, there isn't sadness, there isn't pain. Of course there is. But there's also joy in the middle of that, right? There's joy in the middle of our pain, in the middle of our trial, in the middle of our loss of family member, in our grief over infertility, in our sickness. There's still joy there, because we know that Jesus has already won. We know that we're going home at some point. Again, I hope this helps. Staying Savvy is meant to help. And that has always been my heart with the podcast. And with Easter coming up, I'm feeling so sentimental, as I'm sure you can tell by now. And I don't want anybody to walk away from here and not understand what this is about. Because we talk about a lot of different topics on here. And they're not all like this, right? We're not always talking about the woman at the well and Easter and what I'm reading in my Bible, but this is the heart, this is the core. And we build out from here. Like, this is home. This is where we come back to. And when things are crazy and when nothing is going the way it should, we come back home. And home, our anchor, our safe place, is a touch point every day, every day, every day. It can't just be when things are crazy. It's got to be when things are good too. And so I'm challenging myself to continue to go home, continue to have this touch point, to have this communication with God all the time. I always am encouraging myself to be doing this. And, you know, my husband and I talk about it a lot. Just, you know, how are we living today and how is that going to translate to our future family? If we're not building that now with God, it's going to be even harder to do it later. So again, it's almost Easter. It's Thursday night. Tomorrow is Good Friday. I hope you find yourself humbled at the feet of Jesus, thankful, feeling this sense of relief that, like, wow, I don't have to have it all together. I don't have to carry all of this heavy burden. I can just give it to you, whatever it might be. We're at about 20 minutes or so. So I'm going to pray us out because I want to get good sleep and I want to be fully present. And part of that is being fully rested. At least for me, it is. So I'm going to pray us out. I don't normally do this. This is so impromptu, no notes, no nothing. And so I hope it was good. I hope it's not just a big ramble. Here we go. God, you are bigger than we know. And you are in this space with us. Whether people are in their cars or doing their laundry or doing the dishes or going on a walk, wherever they're listening, I know you are with them right now. And I know you are just so enamored with them that you love your sons and daughters so greatly. And with Easter coming up and with everything that you've done for us, God, may we just be thankful. Thankful for your sacrifice and eager to know more about you. God, help us to make our life about you, to live a life that glorifies you, that pleases you, that is a sweet smelling aroma for you because of everything that you've done for us, like kids to their parents. God, help us live a life that is full and fun and exciting because that's who you are. That is who you are to us, God. And I know that, and I want everybody to know that, Lord. And so I just pray for that. I pray that this Easter, people can share the good news with people and that we can rejoice knowing that you have won, that you are the victor in all things. And so with that said, we don't have to win because you've already done it. And in our weakness, you shine. So God, when we mess up, when we are just falling on our face, may we come to you so that you can shine all the more. May we admit to our faults. May we turn away from our sin so that you can do the work in us to make us more like you. I'm going to end with more of you, less of me, every time. We love you and we praise you. Amen.
So one last final thing before we go. If you have not rated and reviewed the podcast on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, it would just be the greatest gift if you took 2 minutes to give a 5-star rating and write a sweet review. I would be so appreciative. I love doing this podcast, and your ratings and reviews help us grow and reach more women, which is really my heart behind the podcast. I cannot wait to create more content for you guys. Please DM me on Instagram. I am staying.savvy on Instagram. That's S-A-V-V-Y. Send me a DM. Tell me what you liked. Tell me what you want to hear. I love recording these and I cannot wait to give you more. So until next time, stay savvy and we will talk to you soon. Bye.